This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The world's largest meat processing company, JBS, with headquarters in Greeley, has restarted most of its production after a cyber attack. The FBI attributed the attack to a Russian-speaking ransomware gang. The Associated Press reports the attack on JBS was the largest yet on a food manufacturer by a ransomware syndicate, but they've targeted at least 40 food companies over the last year, including Molson Coors. More than 1,500 Colorado restaurants and bars, food trucks got grants from a federal program to help them survive the pandemic. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland.
On Wednesday, Senator John Hickenlooper and Small Business Administration Director Isabella Guzman traveled around Colorado visiting places that were awarded some of the $309 million set aside as part of the American Rescue Plan. The grants can cover workers' pay, rent, utilities, construction, and more. And unlike the PPP loans, the money doesn't need to be repaid. In Guzman's first visit to small businesses outside of Washington, D.C. since becoming the SBA director, she went to eateries in Greeley, Fort Collins, and Denver that got the COVID-19 relief money. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Renters in Colorado will have some protections from eviction for at least a few more weeks. Right now, landlords have to provide 30 days' notice, allowing renters more time to pay back their rent and avoid eviction. Normally, it's 10 days, and the longer period will stay in place through the end of the month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.